a monitoring report about Israeli settlements and the executive committee of the PLO. The report showed a rapid increase in Israeli violations during the first week of February. It showed an escalation in the demolition of Palestinian homes and the distribution of more demolition orders in Jerusalem al-Quds, the Jordan Valley, and the West Bank.
Destruction of the houses of the Palestinians is like an old policy. Like, I don't want to go to the history, but like if you go to the Nakba, 530 Palestinian villages has been destroyed. Lately, the destruction of the houses in 67 has been accelerated. And this is mainly the aim of this is an expulsion. It's like just like to push the people to go out.
Jerusalem al-Quds is one of the worst affected areas, according to the report, as last week Israel destroyed historical properties in the area of Silwan alongside three residence properties in Beit Hanina.
This is the main policy that Israel is taking and carrying out in the West Bank and mainly Jerusalem and in other places, because they are targeting these places and they want to evacuate these areas from Palestinians to annex this area to Israel or to build new settlements.
The report added that the Israeli cabinet is still proceeding with its policy to demolish homes of Palestinians and grab land and real estate in order to displace Palestinian citizens, particularly in the occupied city of Jerusalem al-Quds, which is under various types of schemes and policies aimed to capture it, and that this is reflected in the demolition orders continued in Jerusalem al-Quds and its suburbs. As human rights groups stated, Israel's policy of housing demolitions is not new. However, settlement expansion and demolitions are now accelerating, and human rights groups are concerned that they are turning the West Bank into Bantustans alongside annexing East Jerusalem. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.